Good evening and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, August 24th, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's a privilege and an honor for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation by President Terry Turk, President of the Mesa East Stake of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And after President Turk, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Scout Talon Park from Troop 557. Please rise for both the invocation and the pledge.
Our Heavenly Father, we pause at the beginning of this City Council meeting this day to give thee thanks for the many blessings that we enjoy as friends and neighbors and as a community. We're grateful for those who put themselves in harm's way that we may be protected. We're thankful for the sacrifices of many that we may have the freedom and the conveniences of life that we enjoy today. We pray a blessing upon all those who dedicate themselves to public service, those who strengthen us in our safety and our protection. We're grateful for our youth and especially those who are here today. We pray a blessing upon them that they will be protected and watched over, that they may find the joys of freedom in their heart and be able to continue forward in that path. We especially pray for those who are struggling at this time, those who may have difficulties with employment or finances. We pray a blessing upon our community that we may look out and care for one another. We thank thee again, pray for wisdom and all those who sit in judgment, that they may be inspired and directed by thee. We love thee, and we express these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Could everybody... join me in the pledge. Scout salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, President Turk and Talon. We also have this evening a large contingent from Troop 84. Thank you for coming, and we'll keep it short for you tonight. Can we keep it short for him tonight? Just for the scouts. Good. Okay, the next item is we're going to have a presentation from the Mesa Fire Department on regarding drowning prevention programs. And Chief Harry Beck? Oh, or whoever. You are not Chief Harry Beck.
I am not. Mayor, council members, good evening. My name is Michelle Long, and I coordinate the drowning prevention program for the Mesa Fire Department. This evening, we're just going to talk a little bit, an update on the drowning prevention campaign. It's a nationally recognized program that addresses the public health issue of childhood drownings based on an academic model. The year-round community program targets English and Spanish-speaking households with young children. The educational emphasis is directed in three areas. A, adult eye-to-eye supervision, B, barriers around water to provide extra protection, and C, classes for all, CPR for parents and caregivers, and swimming lessons for children. The goals of the program are accomplished through numerous avenues. Examples include large-scale community safety and swim events, water safety walks, education to apartment complexes, childcare facilities, and our fire crews out monthly educating families at retail centers throughout Mesa, to name a few. To date, in 2009, the Mesa Fire Department Drowning Prevention Campaign has provided over 113,000 community contacts to Mesa citizens, emphasizing the ABCs of water safety and drowning prevention. These have included over 21 water safety events and 52 water safety classes. Each year across the state, the month of August is recognized as Drowning Impact Awareness Month. The Purple Ribbon Campaign that you'll see many of us wearing this evening calls attention to one, remind everyone to take basic steps to prevent child drownings like shutting pool gates and watching children closely around water, and two, to recognize the impact that a fatal and a non-fatal drownings have upon children, families, public safety providers, and the entire community. Our fire department thanks Mayor Smith for acknowledging this important issue and for your commitment to signing this proclamation for a second year in Mesa. So, have that.
And Michelle, thank you very much. I had the privilege of signing this proclamation, which designates the month of August as Drowning Impact Awareness Month. And I appreciate the opportunity because, unfortunately, this continues to be one of the, I guess, scourges that we deal with in this valley. And regardless of how often we talk about it and how many kids have to drown, we seem to be slow learners. And so I'm hoping that the continued efforts of both the police department, fire department, especially for your efforts, and all those who are also involved, because we have a lot of media who make this a top priority. It needs to be a top priority. And I just beg and ask those people, if you don't have a fence around your pool, please ask yourself why not. If you think that by not having something as simple as that, that you're safe, all you have to do is watch the news. I think this weekend we had another three or four? Four, yeah. In one weekend alone. So I appreciate all the efforts our fire personnel and our fire department have, and it's a privilege for me to be able to proclaim August Drowning Impact Awareness Month. I have the proclamation here. Mr. Freeland, you want to come? Hand that to the chief for me, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our gratitude also extends to our council members who have committed time out of their schedules to helping develop a public safety awareness campaign for the prevention of childhood injuries. We know many times individual citizens provide a great commitment to this community through their actions and their unspoken deeds. And tonight, during Drowning Impact Awareness Month, the fire department would like to acknowledge the following individuals who have personally taken the message of drowning prevention and applied it into their lives and their businesses by educating the community on drowning prevention and saving lives. I would like for Jake Brown and Jordan Brimley to please step forward. Jake and Jordan each independently developed Eagle Scout projects on drowning prevention for their neighborhoods. They mapped out their areas, each recruited over 50 volunteers, stuffed bags, developed water safety walks for their communities, and their efforts targeted over 5,700 homes. Jordan targeted 3,500 homes in the Northwest Mesa in June, and Jake distributed over 2,200 homes in the Superstition Springs area in August. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you. Due to a last-minute illness, the following individuals for Cameo Pools was not available to make it tonight, but I still wanted to recognize their efforts because they've done something that many pool builders in the valley shy away from. They've acknowledged the issue of drowning prevention when selling pools. This is unheard of when trying to sell a pool, talking about the dangers. And for the last couple of years, each Cameo Pool sales packet includes the information on the ABCs of water safety and educates clients on what they can do to prevent drowning and keep their families safe. So to Larry Duffy and Stephen Valero, thank you so much for your help. We'd also like to recognize Jason Suffin from Steadfast Construction Company. Jason is the owner of Steadfast Construction Company, which is headquartered in Fountain Hills, but he's a resident in Mesa. This summer, one of our inspectors came upon a condominium community in West Mesa that was in dire need of help. The pool was beyond repair and was collecting drainage water and debris. The fence was broken in many areas, and small children were playing in an area that could only be described as a disaster waiting to happen. The complex was unable to provide any repairs, and any time they did try to board up the pool fence, it was broken into again. Looking for help, the fire department called a fire retiree at Empire Machinery, and he referred us to Jason. Jason stepped up to the plate without any hesitation. He and his company donated over $4,000 worth of equipment, the field dirt, and personnel to fill the pool and make a safe play area for the Amberwood community. Jason, thank you very much for your help. One of the worst calls that a firefighter can go on is a child drowning. Your actions for all of you this evening exemplify how individual efforts can affect an entire community. On behalf of the Mesa Fire Department, our sincere thanks to all of you for making a difference in saving lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay. Thank you, Michelle, and Chief Beck, and Jake, Jordan, and Jason. Congratulations, and thank you so very much for your efforts. Next, we'll hear a short presentation from the Housing and Revitalization Division regarding the hydration donation campaign. Lisa Wilson. Lisa?
Hi. Mayor, City Council, Lisa Wilson with Human Services. On June 30th, we started collecting our water donation in Mesa. We've been doing it about 3 years, and due to a news release asking for assistance with that program, a young scout by the name of Hayden Brown from Queen Creek actually decided to do a drive for us in his neighborhood in Queen Creek. And on that weekend, he collected 2,200 bottles of water from his neighborhood, and I wanted to present him with an award for helping us with that effort. Hayden? Just want to thank you for helping us with that drive, and look forward to it.
Hayden, thank you so very much for your efforts, and you're welcome in Mesa anytime. Maybe when you grow up and learn better as an adult, you can move here. Nah, we love Queen Creek. They're great. Thank you so very much, and congratulations, Tom. We really appreciate your efforts. This is truly part of building a better community, and we appreciate that. We'll now move to the first item on our agenda, which is to take action on all consent agenda items. The consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card to the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license for Max Mart, 735 East McKellips Road. Item 4B, act on liquor license for Rico Mini Mart, 1224 North Gilbert Road. Item 4C, act on liquor license for Cafe Boa Bistro, 2837 North Power Road, Suite 102. Item 4D, act on liquor license for Pisa Pizza, 2015 North Power Road, Suite 106. Item 4E, act on liquor license for Zushi, 6727 East McDowell Road. Item 5A, act to renew supply contract for automotive lubricant and oil products. Item 5B, act to renew supply contract for children's mass market paperback books. Item 5C, act to renew supply contract for large print library books. Item 5D, act to renew supply contract for library books, music CDs, videos, DVDs, and spoken word materials. Item 5E, act to renew supply contract for landscape sprinkler parts and supplies. Item 5F, act on contract for printed utility bill coupons. Item 5G, act on contract to purchase 5 ultra mobile tactical computer systems for the police department SWAT team, $33,263.55, fully funded from the Homeland Security Program Urban Area Security Initiative grant. Item 5H, act on contract for police vehicle maintenance and repair services. Item 5I, act to renew contract for traffic paint. Item 5J, act on contract for streetlight and traffic signal poles, mast arms, and anchor bolts. Item 5K, act on contract for gas line replacement, 3300 East Broadway Road, $231,468.49, project funded from the approved fiscal year 09-10 gas bond capital program. Item 5L, act on contract for gas SCADA system for 9 gas regulator stations, $165,020.94, project funded from the approved fiscal year 09-10 gas bond program. Item 5M, act on contract for intelligent transportation system traffic signal conversions, $1,161,634.10, funding available in the adopted fiscal year 09-10 streets bond capital program. Item 5N, act on contract for Guadalupe Road gas main replacement from Country Club to Alma School Road, $108,001.18, project funded from the approved fiscal year 09-10 gas bond program. Item 6A, act on resolution to secure grant funds of $30,600 for City Prosecutor's Office Victim Services Program. Item 6B, act on resolution to secure grant funds of $44,743 for City Prosecutor's Office Victim Services Program for assisting domestic violence crime victims. Item 6C, act on resolution to secure grant funds of $44,743 for City Prosecutor's Office Victim Services Program for assisting restitution eligible crime victims. Item 6D, act on resolution to accept grant funds of $121,000 for the vehicle and equipment replacement for forensic services. Item 6E, act on resolution to accept grant funds of $178,898 for two victim services specialists and one domestic violence intervention specialist. Item 6F, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Arizona Department of Public Safety for reimbursement of officer's salary assigned to the Arizona Vehicle Theft Task Force. Item 6G, act on resolution to extinguish drainage easements at 1926 and 1954 South Crismon Road. Item 6H, act on resolution to extinguish easements at 7618 East University Drive. Item 6I, act on resolution to dedicate street right-of-way at 1528 South Greenfield Road. Item 6J, act on resolution to grant SRP a power distribution easement at Elliott and Crismon Road. Item 6K, act on resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement with the Town of Queen Creek for the Southeast Mesa and Queen Creek Area Traffic Study. Item 7, introduce the following ordinances and setting August 31st as date of public hearing. Item 7A, Ordinance A08-18, annexing land south of Broadway Road and west of Signal Butte Road. Item 7B, Ordinance Z09-08, 10,617 East Oasis Street for development of supportive housing project. Item 7C, Ordinance Z09-15, 8257 East Guadalupe Road, Suites 9 through 13 for a charter school. Item 7D, Ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 6 of Mesa City Code to establish individual residential rental inspection program. And Item 8A, take action on ordinance repealing Title 6, Chapter 12 and 19 of Mesa City Code and adopt Title 6, Chapter 12 relating to offensive, excessive, and prohibited noises. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. It's obvious that while the council took a break, others didn't. So, any council member wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from public to remove any item from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Therefore, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Richens. We have a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is to conduct a public hearing prior to release of the petition for signatures for the annexation case A08-40, annexing land located at the northeast corner of Haas Road and Hermosa Vista Drive, 2.02 plus or minus acres. Ms. Crocker, then your request to speak on this item?
No request, Mayor.
Any council member wish to speak? There being no request to speak, declare the public hearing closed. Next item on the agenda is item 5-0, Mesa Arts Center Glass Studio Expansion, City Project 07056001, expansion of the Glass Studio, total amount of $97,942.90, paid for by Arts and Cultural Capital Program using the cultural impact fees that are restricted by law for the expansion of facilities. I have a motion to approve item 5-0 from Councilmember Kavanaugh. I have a second from Councilmember Richens. Any discussion on this? Councilmember Finter.
Thank you, Mayor. I had asked to have this item taken off. Appreciate all the good work staff has done on this. I had some concerns about the timing, not really the project or where the funds were coming from, but concern for doing remodel, spending that money in this time when things are pretty difficult out there. So I'll be voting against the motion. Just a little personal, I wanted to say for all these wonderful scouts that are in the room, really appreciate the Class A uniform. To see so many of the young men in the same troop have all their complete Class A uniforms, a big deal. So keep up the good work. But thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Fenter. They dressed up that way because they're going to a glass blowing class right after this. Yes. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a brief discussion for the public. This glass studio expansion is being funded by cultural impact fees, which are collected for specific purposes and cannot be used for other purposes. So We can't use cultural impact fees to repair streets or buildings or pay police officer salaries and things like that. These are fees that are collected from people who have bought new homes in our community over the past a number of years, and they're to be used for expansion of city facilities due to growth created by the community. And this really is a success story. The glass studio at the Mesa Arts Center is one of the very few facilities of its kind in Arizona, and this will dramatically increase the capacity of the studio for students, which ultimately will provide increased revenues for operational costs at the center, and it will provide much expanded viewing opportunities for the public to see what is happening here. The other thing that I think is important to note is that the price that we're getting on this particular project is substantially below what the engineer's estimate was, which was about $127,000, and this is a $90,000 project. And so for all those reasons, I'm in support of this measure. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Kavanaugh. Any more comments? Please vote. The vote is 6-1 in the affirmative, with Councilmember Fenter voting nay. The motion carries. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the citizens?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. This meeting is adjourned.